And we're joined now by Knoxville boys track and field coach Eric Keller on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA Kevilles. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, a little less on the voice, but, got to be happy with how the guys have been doing first couple meets of the year.
Yeah, we're really excited. All three of us coaches, Coach Bacon and Coach Hudd and myself, we had a lot of PRs. We had early meets canceled, so we've only had two meets, Tuesday and Thursday. I think all of our throwers are PR'd and HUD's group PR'd, and we had a lot of kids do the same thing last night. So, we've had our chances to win. I mean, honestly, our first meet, we could have won, but I only have soccer guys for a couple meets to try to qualify for Drake. So my lineup, I didn't have Kobe and a couple other guys and some individual events, which, you know, you need your horses to win meets. So we could have won that meet. And then last night we got beat by three, and we didn't have Tristan. His shoulder's bothering him, so he didn't throw the shot. And then we had a relay, got DQ'd. So we could have won that one too. But, you know, we're just really happy with the progress. And the kids, they battled, a lot of young kids, and the wind was, you know, gusting up to 30. And that backstretch was nasty at Oski. So we were happy with the guys and how they performed.
Let's talk about kind of the headline of the night. Kobe Higginbotham not only blasted his own school record, but apparently he's going to Drake in the 110 high hurdles. And you said told me this is a performance that you hadn't seen like in a while.
No, this is 35 years of coaching, and I've had some state champions in the past and in the highs and some other events, but this is crazy. I mean, I don't think I ever envisioned having a guy go under 14 and in the hurdles. And if you don't know track and field, it's pretty amazing. And if you do know track and field, it's pretty amazing. So I'm not positive. I want to say it might be sixth all time, like in Iowa history in all classes. It was, you know, the old cliche from any sport. I mean, he put in the work. I mean, most of my hurdlers worked all winter and, you know, every Sunday, and, you know, he's always wanting to do extra drills just like the rest of them are. So it's pretty impressive.
Talking to Knoxville boys track and field, Coach Eric Keller on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA Kevilles. Other guys are doing well. Cale Irving pulled off a win in the meet previous, and sounds like he has really gotten his game up too.
Yeah, he took it a little bit more seriously this year and ran more in the winter and during basketball season, and he's in really good early season shape. I think they goofed up the time Tuesday night. We feel like he ran faster than he did, but, you know, he's not too worried about it. We've still got a lot of warm weather to get to, but yeah, I don't have time to go over all the guys. I mean, we had, you know, a lot of our freshmen PR last night, and Kobe went 6-3 in the high jump, which I think is a PR for him. And Isaac ran, he PR'd in the 800, and, you know, he's not typically known as an 800 guy. So, yeah, we're seeing some good things, and kids are really working hard.
Another one comes to mind, kind of a new face to the team, Yusef Gully. You and Hud said this kid's got some really athletic potential in him.
Yeah, well, he was really good as a sophomore, and then he was out of track for about a year and a half, so we're literally trying to kind of run him back into shape, and running shape and long jump shape. So, you know, even Tuesday night he went like 25 in the 200, and then he went 23.8 last night, and he went 19.9 in the long jump Tuesday, and then he went 21 last night, and he scratched another one that we measured out is about 22.3. So yeah, he's a great kid. He's a hard worker, and, you know, just wants to get better.
Also, you know, you mentioned a lot of PRs, and, you know, they may finish fifth, sixth, or seventh, but a PR is a PR or a season record as well.
Oh yeah, I mean, they just get super excited. They want to know their splits, or if it's an individual guy like Adrian Stanley, you know, he's never been out before. He PR'd in the shot last night. He was excited, and it's just a testament to their work ethic and our, you know, Coach Hudd and Coach Bacon getting them ready.
Looking at the next couple weeks ahead, you got your meet, the Panther Relays coming up, which I know you always want to load up and try to win that. But, you know, the competition coming in there is not too shabby either.
No, it's good. You know, again, for people who don't understand track, I mean, you're not going to, you know, just rest your soccer guys the second half and lose the soccer game. It's not your goal. But, you know, for us, it's just a little different. You know, we still have kind of on the bubble and a couple things, and I only have the soccer guys one more time before Drake. So I'm going to have to take Kobe out of a couple individual events that he might have won. So I'm taking, you know, 18 points away from us to see if we can get our 4x1 and shuttle in a little better spot. But, yeah, we'll load up the best we can and try to win one at home.
And I noticed I was out there at the track one day this week. Not going to magically make your hurdle guys run any faster, but the new hurdles are in. And, you know, nice to have new, fresh equipment at the already great complex out there.
Yeah, they're really nice. And we were joking when we were unloading them. I said, well, you guys all are going to be faster now with these new hurdles. But, yeah, we're one piece away as far as just the overall facility. You know, just talking to some coaches from other schools last night, you know, they're talking about how nice it is. So if we can get our throwing area, you know, kind of redone with some pads and some new nets, I mean, we're going to be an ideal spot to host districts in the future.
What's that going to be like, you know, next Thursday when you go out there on a full finished, not quite for you for the throwing, but the stadium is completely finished. And, you know, you had football there last fall to have your meet there finally at a fully finished track complex.
Well, it's just a great atmosphere. I mean, everything's new and bright and shiny, and, you know, kids feel good about it. And the other teams are coming in, they're like, whoa, this is, man, I don't remember it being like this. This is awesome. And the video board and all of it put together, the concession stand is just a really top-notch place to be.
All right. Best luck to you in the next couple of weeks. We'll talk to you here later on.
All right. Thanks.
That's Eric Keller, Knoxville Boys Track and Field Coach. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA KLS.